Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's a Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Jamie Rivers, Brad Thompson, I'm Anthony Stalter. And let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by the voice of the Blues right here on the Blues Radio Network, 101 ESPN, Chris Kerber. What's up, Kerbs? Kerbs? You there, buddy? Still there?
I got you.
There you go.
Hey!
How you doing, Kerbs?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Kerbs. Obviously, yeah. Right now, Blues have prospect camp going on over at Centene Community Ice Center. If you've been out there and you watched some of it, who are some of the young guys that have jumped off the page a little bit for us?
You know what, I think, to me, it's actually not even the younger young guys. To me, it's the Scott Perunoviches, it's the Dakota Joshuas that are going to go. Those are the guys that I really want to keep an eye on, because I think those are the ones that have a chance of really impacting the Blues roster. You know, the Lafreniere's, a couple of the other guys, there's some young guys from a good chance to get a look at them. They haven't had a chance to play much hockey of late just because of COVID. You know, some of them haven't played hockey in a year, essentially, because of that. So, but overall, to me, those are the two guys that I really think are something to really keep an eye on as they go. And by the way, the Blues are streaming these games, so there might be some Detroit guys or some other guys on the call, but all the Blues games are going to be streamed on the Blues YouTube channel while they're up there, so fans can start watching tomorrow on that. I know they left at noon today to head up there to Traverse City.
Kerbs, we isolate to the two guys you talked about, Dakota Joshua and Scott Perunovich. I'd like to start with Dakota Joshua just for a second. And we all know that this young man came out of relative obscurity last year and worked his way into Craig Berube's heart. Chief loves the way he plays, how hard he plays, what he brought to the table. This is a young man that got himself onto the radar with his good play last year. This year, going to the prospect camp, headed up to the tournament in Traverse City, coming into main camp, what are his chances to break camp at the end of it and stick around for a little bit with the Blues?
Listen, I think they're actually pretty good. Now, you know, and especially because of the unknown situation from a health standpoint with Oscar Sundquist, okay? But to me, when they called Dakota Joshua up, and Kyle Clifford took him under his wing pretty well, And the couple of times that we talked to him via Zoom, and then I saw him at once the season ended, you know, a really smart, very engaging young man, you know, and played that full career at Ohio State. So he comes in a little more seasoned, but he was a winger. And they asked him to play center, and he didn't look out of place once. I mean, I was honestly surprised he didn't end up playing more. So truthfully, I had him penciled in as our fourth-line center at the end of last season to start this season in that role, and I hope he makes it. I think it's a good thing for the Blues if he does.
All right, so let's jump to the back end then. Scott Perunovich didn't get to play well at all last year. He had the shoulder surgery, and he looks healthy. He's been back on the ice. I saw him out there skating at Centene with all the regular guys. He looks like a guy that, you know, is ready to roll, but do you think this is a young guy that needs a little bit of seasoning down the minors before they give him a real chance up here?
He might, but I hope he doesn't, you know, to be real honest with you. I think with the way that you look at the way the Blues defense is shaken up right now, there's some opportunities, and he could step in. And I it wouldn't shock me at all to see him step in and make this team right off the bat. He didn't play at all last year because of the shoulder injury. A Hobie Baker Award winner, is a top player in college hockey. When you talk to his coach there, they talked about him being, the loyalty, the smarts, the ability to move the puck, you know, and I think we put all that in there, and I think there's a real opportunity. I thought there was an opportunity last year. Injuries did let that happen. I think that there's a real opportunity for him to break camp with the team this year.
Hey, Curbs, I was just looking at pictures of Patty Maroon bringing the cup back to Oakville to his high school. And first of all, it's just amazing what he's done. We've talked a lot about Pat Maroon, but he is a hometown hero, baby, so might as well. But when I'm looking at him and I just think about the toughness and the old, you guys are blanked. Like, when you look at this iteration of the Blues, where is the toughness factor? Like, where does that come from?
It's a great question. I from an upfront standpoint, it's going to end up being Braden Schenn, a little bit. Dakota Joshua, because we saw him do a little bit last year, could end up playing the role. And that's one of those opportunities for Joshua to really kind of endear himself even more to Chief if he does want to adopt that role in that sense. So Robert Bortuzzo, when he's in the lineup. Nico Mikola, when he's in the lineup. Those, to me, end up being the top four guys that really has to come from. Because I'm just not sure it's the personality of the others to do it. And I do agree with you, Brad. I think it's something the Blues have missed.
Curbs, Tyler Bozak signs a one-year deal to come back to the club. We all thought it was a great signing. What does Tyler Bozak bring back to this club after signing his one-year contract earlier this week?
Well, he guarantees that he guarantees you're really strong down the middle when you need him. And he's also had some real good chemistry over the last couple of years with Robert Thomas. On top of that, he was one of your top faceoff men over the last couple of years. He can still be a top faceoff guy in the National Hockey League. And then, frankly, one more aspect of it is he was such a good teammate in that cup run and even last year. The levity in his attitude, his personality, is something that guys gravitated to in the locker room and they really, really needed and liked. And to me, I think that's another big personality thing to keep in this locker room. And I think that's a huge reason that he signed. And look, if he was looking at deals for right around $1 million, even though he signed for just less than that, if he was looking at a couple opportunities on a one-year deal, you're thinking, hey, do I uproot my family from where they've known the last 3 years for the difference of $200,000 or whatever it may have been? And in the end, I'm glad that it came the way it did, because I still think he can be a real important piece of the locker room and a veteran guy to help some of the young guys along.
Curbs, Anthony brought up another name in that question, the name of Robert Thomas, and he's still unsigned, restricted free agent. We know how that works. Very little leverage on the player's part except to sit at home and wait for an opportunity to get a contract signed. But I know Robert Thomas has been on the ice here with the guys every single day, different than what Vince Dunn had chosen as far as his path last year. How does Doug Armstrong maneuver the salary cap here as we get closer to the regular season to fit Robert Thomas with a new deal under that salary cap, along with Vladimir Tarasenko, who he has not been able to deal as of yet?
Well, I think the big question to ask right now is who starts off the season on IR. So whose salary may not count against the cap to begin, and then how long, Jamie? Because if it's Oscar Sundquist, you got a few more million to deal with. You got some opportunities there. So, in my opinion, that's where that's going to come from. I don't know that Robert Thomas says I don't know that he's played this as well as he should have. I think when you look at the season he had, over the last two, I don't know that they've been all that strong. The injuries are questionable, so I'm not privy to the terms of the negotiations and where the hangups have been. Right. But eventually in a cap era, when you hold on to things longer, chances are some of the kitty that could have gone to you has gone elsewhere. And I think that's what's happened here. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. He doesn't have any other options but to either hold out or play, and I think Doug Armstrong has been really strong in his views on how he handles these things. We've seen players, whether it be Schwartz, Pietrangelo, other guys, decide to sit out for a little bit. And I think at some point in time, these guys are going to have to, pretty much just accept what's there and get this thing going for him, because I just don't know what other options Robert has.
Yeah, that's the thing I always look at, Curbs. When you're a young player and you really don't have much leverage there, I understand from the player standpoint, looking at some of the other comps on the team, maybe looking at Kyrou's salary and saying, man, that's where I should be right there. But I also worry about hard feelings too, and knowing that I can get my money on the backside if everything goes the way that I want it to. Do you think that it ever gets to a point with potentially Robert Thomas where all of a sudden there's some bad blood where there doesn't need to be?
The reason that I just don't see why that should happen here is because it's not like there were any other options for him, right? You know, so, you know, and again, it's not like he's coming off of strong seasons here. Okay, he's coming off of an injury-plagued season. He's coming off of two seasons where he hasn't been able to jump into your top six. Now, guys, you're still dealing with a really young player here. Okay, so I think you have to keep that part in mind. But having said that, I would hope that it doesn't get to that. If it does, then something went wrong more internally, I think, than just this. And that would really be a shame. So I don't see that necessarily happening in this case just because it wouldn't make sense for his representatives to let it happen that way.
Curbs, we appreciate it. Great stuff as always. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys.